Matt, if you would, first of all, tell me a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, my name is Matt Coniglio. I'm with Fastline Publications. I'm their national account manager. And as such, that requires me to work with manufacturers in the farming industry and agencies that represent them. So my job is to be the liaison between who Fastline is, let them know what we can do for them, and in a nutshell, that's kind of what I do.
So when it comes to living the country life, and here at the Country Living Outlook Conference, you're going to be talking to us as one of the presenters on a panel of companies who are actively marketing to people in this category or lifestyle. Tell me what it kind of message you're bringing to the table here.
Well, I'm actually bringing two messages today. The first message is that our current publication actually reaches a very large percentage of this audience. In a recent agribusiness group readership study, we're finding that about 34% of our total readership is in between that 0 to 125 category. Mm-hmm. So we're touching already about 300,000 folks that kind of reach this audience. I'm also here to talk a little bit about next year. Coming into 2008, we're starting a new product geared specifically more to this audience, and it's going to be small. It's not going to be a big nationwide kickout. We're starting it in the metro Louisville area. Mm-hmm. Similar product as far as what we have now, but it's going to be distributed a little bit differently than we're used to, and we're going to kick that off and kind of test it in a certain area. It's a model that if it works, we can replicate very quickly in multiple areas and take it as far as we need to take it, as hopefully as quickly as we would like to take it, depending upon level of success.
So. Well, that sounds like an interesting approach. Instead of just doing a shotgun approach to try to reach everybody at once, to be able to go in and I suppose that means get a very localized message in to the needs of that particular audience then.
Exactly. And, you know, the resources of a company our size is not the resources of a John Deere or Tractor Supply. We're not nearly that size. Mm-hmm. So we're banking on the fact that if we control it and really get into what we're trying to accomplish and do it in a small scheme, mm-hmm. that we'll be able to take that and replicate it and do it in kind of a geographical spot starting where we're at, and replicate it, kind of build off of that one center point and start branching, and then you'll have some crossover between the areas that we want to start in and continually add more areas.
So you've given a little bit of the answer to this, but for the people who are here interested in learning about how to market to this audience, anything else you might want to say about your experience or ideas that tell you what's a good way to reach them?
Well, one of the things I was just going to mention probably during my talk this afternoon is I just came from Moultrie, Georgia this week at the Sunbelt Ag Expo. One of the interesting things we're seeing as a company is how many of this lifestyle, hobby, suburban, metropolitan farmer is coming to the larger ag shows now. Mm-hmm. So we're actually reaching a good percentage of folks there that are actually have interest in equipment, products, and services that they don't know about. Mm-hmm. So that's one area that we already kind of have covered. We're going to about 40 of them a year, and so we're getting some crossover there. But we're going to do some different distribution things with this new product that I think will be unique, mm-hmm. and hopefully will give us some success.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Matt Coniglio with Fastline Publications here at the Country Living Outlook Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.